Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. The world is full of conflict. Whether you look at international relations, national politics, or even the life of your local community, conflict is never far away. But that isn't what God wants for us. He has made it possible for us to live at peace through Christ. Paul speaks about Christ acting like an umpire who oversees our lives and continually works to ensure that peace occurs. However, the first word of that sentence is the crucial one: let. Peace won't just happen, that's the point. We have to give our yes to the peace of Christ. We need to welcome him into the centre of our lives and allow him to bring his peace to every situation that we face. Peace is our calling as part of the body of Christ, the church. We cannot sit idly by when we see strained relationships within the church. As in every other human community, people fall out with one another, and this should disappoint us, but never surprise us. Our calling is to live so close to Christ that we will be continually looking for ways to resolve tensions and to promote warm and trusting relationships. This is often extremely hard work, but the outcome is well worth the effort. Paul often encourages his readers to be thankful, usually towards God. Here he speaks more generally of the need for thankfulness. We certainly always need to be thankful to God, but an attitude of thankfulness towards others will create an atmosphere of peace. When we're grateful to those around us for who they are and what they've done, it will strengthen relationships and promote peace. Living at peace is the most desirable way to live. Everyone will agree with that. We need to not only worship Jesus, the umpire, but to let him take control. So let me ask you a question. Are you truly welcoming to everyone who comes into your church? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that your arms are open to everyone in our community, whatever their background, their failures, or their needs. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.